Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Merlo Show. I am Melinda.
And I am Marcella.
I'm in Cross Plains, Tennessee.
And I'm in Lewisburg, Tennessee.
Tonight, our show is about tech, what the heck.
You have no idea what this show's about.
What the heck? And go to show information. Hey, did you watch the news tonight?
No, I did not. Well, what was on it?
Oh, you didn't see where it was south of Nashville where some guy called 911 and there was a coyote attack, or he thought he was going to be attacked.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Well, I didn't see it. I heard it when I was in the kitchen. He had it on. You know, our TV's always going. But, yeah, that's wild. And Preston said that they called three times and the law never came. When he called back that last time was to let them know, never mind, they're gone now.
He said it was like a pack of them. They come toward him.
They command him is what he said. I'd probably pee in my britches.
You know, we hear them a lot out here, but the other night, Barry was just, our dog, was throwing a fit. He was just, I mean, you know, his bark is different when he gets all tore up if there's somebody outside or if there's a varmint out there. Well,
yeah.
I went outside, opened the door, and you never heard such racket in your life. Every dog in the whole county was barking, I think. But over all the barking, I heard this, oh, my gosh. Just picture a cat just squealing and just growling just extremely loud, and amplify that by 100. It was that loud.
Wow.
It was like a tiger out there. I'm not kidding you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what is that? And by the time I went to go get, even though you wouldn't be able to see anything because it was dark, by the time I got my telephone, because I was going to record the sound part of it anyway.
Yeah.
It had already stopped by the time I, you know, got back with my phone, so.
Anyway, wow.
I wish I had could have at least got the sound, because it would have picked it up if it was that loud.
Well, you know, we had an incident here in where we lived that, you know, somebody seen a panther here, and a lot of people have seen the mountain lions. Maybe it was one of those that you heard. They're loud.
It was bad. It was scary, too. But anyway, back to the subject of our show.
But what did you run for? What did you run for? Your telephone. To record it. Technology.
Exactly. See, technology isn't that bad. It could have come in handy.
If you'd had it with you. That's the problem with technology. It's never there when I need it.
So what's your biggest beef?
Well, I had one, but my biggest one right now is, I don't know if people understand that before our show starts, there's this woman that comes on the line 4 minutes until showtime, 3 minutes till showtime. We're discussing about the show, and right in the middle, she's harassing us. I got where I really hate that bitch. I'm going to be honest about it. I don't like her. And all it is a recording.
She's not real.
I hate her. I don't care. I hate her.
These automated phone calls that you get.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you hate those things? Where
I get one or two a day now. Don't you?
I do. And if I don't know the number, I just don't answer the phone. And every once in a while, it'll be a local number. And for some reason, they're going through local numbers, and I'll pick it up, and they'll have one for English. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'm hanging up.
Well, I tell you, I miss the old-fashioned harassment calls where they would call you a real person, and says, hello, may I talk to you about getting new windows or siding or whatever it is they're trying to sell? And I finally got where I like messing with those people. It's like, yeah, hang on a minute, I'm really interested. And you lay the phone down, and you walk off and go do whatever you're doing and go back, pick it up. Oh, I'm so sorry, the kids were into something. Now, what were you saying? And they'll start up their pitch again. Oh, my God, hang on. Little Jimmy's over there. Oh, get your hands out of your sister's ears. No, no, don't pull her hair. No. And I just start hollering and stuff. And I really, you know, you do your acting thing.
You can mess with
real
people, but it's hard to mess with a computer or an automated phone call. It's really hard to mess with those. So
it's hard.
Annoying.
But when they call now, what I do is just hit the zero, and it throws them off, and it, thank you for your time, and they'll hang up right quick.
I've tried pushing those buttons. It never works for me, and I've pushed almost every one of them before.
Oh, they'll hang up on me every time. It cuts them off. Mostly if you hit the zero, it just throws them off. I just hold it down. I don't press it. I just hold it down.
But don't you love, like, calling, say, your cable's out? Don't you love calling a cable company?
Oh, my God. That's another thing I hate. Press 1 for English. Is your service on, or do you need technical support? For technical support, press 3. If just want to know the bill for this month, press 4. And if you want somebody to wipe your butt, press 5. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's not just, if you call the cable.
No, it's not just the cable company. It's everything. All these automated phone, you know, nobody answers their own phones and companies anymore at all.
No, I call Walmart to call in my prescriptions to get them refilled. You got to press button. I never talk to a person, never. Even picking the time to pick it up, you press numbers. That's it.
And at one time, they all pretty well had them all set that you hit a zero, you could talk to an operator.
Oh, yeah.
Now they've changed that where a lot of the automated phone systems, there's not even a zero option. And if you hit a zero, there's no operator.
Well, I figured that one out, too. You go along with them for so far. After you get so far along and just hit zero all off the wall, it'll go straight to one of them. But then they put you on hold. You're in line for a representative. Your wait will be 25 minutes.
And
then
the music
they
put you
office.
On hold with.
Why can't they put good music? I mean, a little Bob Seger.
At least
you
can be entertained, right?
Yeah, at least something I can sing along with. This elevator music, it ain't even got a good beat, nothing. I can't dance to it. I mean, I usually put the phone on speaker, and so I can go ahead and be doing what I'm going to do because I have been put on hold for at least 30 to 45 minutes. And that's no lie. I can't hold the phone up to my ear that long. I'm afraid that I'll get some kind of radiation from the telephone, and it'll make me have
a brain
cancer.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Well, if there's anybody that has problems with tech service, they can call in. The number is 914-338-0788. Push 1 to talk to the guest. 2 to talk guy.
It does say that, doesn't it?
Yes.
That is so funny. But, you know, I do agree that there's some technology that is good because you go to the doctor's office, everything's technology. I mean, the doctor walks around with this little laptop thing, and our mom, she gets upset because the doctor doesn't look right at her as she's talking to him. He's busy looking on his computer. Heck, he may be playing a game on Facebook for all she knows. wait a minute, just one more. Oh, yeah, I got it. And you're telling me about your arthritis is what? But, you know, they all do that. But, you know, some of the technology is good because they're using it to help people.
And they can bring, a lot of them can bring your records up right there. And,
oh, yeah.
They, not all of them, but some of them, they connect with other offices where they can, or hospitals where they can get instant data. And
yeah,
actually,
and I'm glad
the medical
they can
field
do that.
Has come a long way on technology. I've seen where they're, you know, those 3D printers. Have you heard of those before?
Oh,
before?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I
watched
Grey's Anatomy.
You watch Grey's Anatomy? Yeah. Okay, you know what it is. Where they can print out body parts.
But, yeah, they really, I mean, you know, they're using it in the medical field, and that's good, as long as they don't put me on hold or give me one of them little mechanical people to talk to. I'm like our cousin. She called me today, and she said she was getting one of those phone calls, and they were going to do a survey. And she said, oh, good, I ain't had nobody talk to today. I need somebody to talk to. She was looking forward to talking to. So they asked her what age group she was in. She told them, you know, she's around our age. And mm-hmm. They said, well, do you have anybody there that's within the age range of 25 to 30? And she said, it made me so mad. I said, hell no, quit calling here. They didn't want to talk to me. That's what I miss about talking to real people. You take your anger out on them, and you don't have to worry about, you know, when your husband comes home. We were in line picking
really
up.
Really not into. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Your husband's not into what?
My husband's technology that much. I mean, he gets all upset when he can't get his phone to work right. So.
Heck, my husband gets upset when the TV don't come on.
Oh.
He knows nothing about any kind of electronics. He has no idea. I have to go fix it for him, and I don't tell him. I just start pushing buttons and hope and pray it works. I was going to say, we were going to pick up supper tonight, and the car in front of us had a bunch of kids. And I remember when we'd go somewhere, Mom would tell us, you know, sit back there and behave. Don't make me pull his car over or reach back there and hit us over the head, you know. That arm would go pretty far.
For
sure.
Woman, she had some long arms, didn't she?
She did have some long arms. That long arm of the law. But now they got these little DVD things in the headrest.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was watching these kids. They was watching a movie. I guess it got to a part they didn't really like or else they was really getting into it. I was going to start bouncing around. Figure maybe music was on or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen her reach back there or whatever she did. She changed the channel. It calmed them right down.
but I mean, you know, yeah, you're right. A lot of the cars have got a lot of good technology in them. I know my daughter-in-law's car. I got in her car one time. I had to drive it, and I didn't know how to work some of the, like, move the seat. And then,
yeah.
I mean, I know that there's some automatic things. I know how to use those automatic button-pushing things. But hers was like, it was totally different. I don't even know how you used it. And the buttons were, like, not even close to where I would thought they would have been. It was all computerized. And then her, I was riding with her the other day, and this little light, like we were on the interstate, and this little light on the passenger side would blink every once in a while. I said, why does that light blink every once in a while? She said, when a car comes in your blind spot,
uh-huh.
that little light will blink and let you know there's a car over there, which is pretty cool, actually.
It's good if people pay attention to it.
Oh, and then it actually, too, if she's going, you put it on cruise control.
Yeah.
And if you start to go over the line, it will, like, put you back over. And if you get too close to a car in front of you, it will
uh-huh.
start braking. It will put the brakes on for you. Now,
ooh, I need that car.
Tailgating, my husband needs that car.
Well, I was going to say, I need
right
it for my husband.
Butt. Yeah.
I can't get nobody to do me that way.
People be right on your butt.
Yeah, I think I didn't gas up to carry both of us. You back off. I'll throw my brakes on most time. I've been hit that way, too, by the way, so don't try it at home.
Oh, and, you know, they have these automated cameras that if you run a red light, it'll take a picture of your tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of them in Gallatin, and The few times we've been to Gallatin, well, my husband, he's gotten a ticket. And and my daughter-in-law, she's got a few of her own. She works there. But anyway, I saw on the news the other night that there was a senator there, or I don't know, one of the politicians there was trying to get it outlawed that nowhere in Tennessee they were going to be able to use those cameras anymore. He'd gotten a ticket, by the way.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
But he said it was unsafe.
Why is it unsafe? I would think that would make it safer.
Well, that's what the other, you know, people were saying that, you know, passed it to begin with.
Yeah.
Said it was safer and it helped, you know, deter a lot of wrecks. And
yeah, it slowed some people down.
His argument was that more people got rear-ended stopping at, you know, like at a green light. The person behind you, or a yellow light, the person behind you doesn't stop.
Well, they need to be watching the car in front of you. You got to stop. I got rear-ended not long ago because the girl just thought I was going to keep going on that red light. I'm so sorry. I wanted to be mad, you know, because I've seen people after they have a wreck and jump out and be fussing. But I feel so sorry for her. I ended up holding her and hugging her before it was over with. I have never understood. I've seen where people get angry and they jump out and they start cussing the other person.
Yeah.
Why was you know? And I've never understood. Why are you mad at them? Because you screwed up. It don't make sense.
Yeah, a lot of people got shot over that kind of stuff.
I know. I'm pretty sure that's the way I'm going to die. I think I'm going to die from road rage. Yeah. Because I do tend to piss people off when I'm driving on purpose. Like, if I go to pull in my drive and I think they're too close to me, it will take me 3 times longer to pull in my drive. It takes that long because I move like a snail because it would not be right on my butt. If they was off a little bit,
I can't stand it when somebody's pulling in and it takes them forever to get in that driveway.
I know. It pisses me off, too. That's why I do it. But I'm getting ready to pull in here, I keep thinking, you better get off my butt. You better get. And they don't get off, so they got to pay the price.
You're going to get killed. You're not going to get arrested. You're going to get killed one day.
I know it. That's why I say that. I'll get killed by road rage. And if somebody
what
wants to pass me and I don't want them to, I'll start getting faster. Like, I'll race them down the highway. No, you ain't
you're
getting
one of
over
those.
Yeah. I'm one of those. See, I'm not really, I'm into technology a little. I'm not into, like, I don't do texting. I think the art of conversation is dying because, I mean, what is it that people are learning from text and how to shorten your words to words I don't even recognize? I don't understand what the words are.
I like the text. I didn't think I would, you know, when I first started texting, but I didn't have a choice because that's how, you know, my son communicates a lot of times to me because he'll be on the phone, like in a meeting or something, and he'll say, I'm on the phone, but we can text. I guess he's not paying attention to their meetings.
I was going to say, that really ain't saying a whole lot.
But, I mean, just things like that, because it does come in handy. Plus, think about it. It could save somebody's life. Okay, say a burglar comes in.
Yeah.
And you don't want him to hear you calling 911. You can text and tell somebody, or 911. I guess you could text them. I don't know.
Can you text 911?
I do not know that. If anybody knows the answer to that, if you can actually text, send a text to 911, you can call in and let us know.
That'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to
be
texting. I found out when you're, you know, moving around like that, if you just make that same effort to pick up a gun, you're all right. You'll still beat the police. Get there. I mean, think about the man with the coyotes. They never showed up either. So that's just a warning for anybody that's thinking about breaking in. I'm not going to be texting.
Yeah.
I'll be reaching.
Oh, I do have a gun permit, so if anybody's
listening. I don't, but I have a home permit. You come in my home, I have the permit to hit you with the gun. And I don't mean just hit with the gun.
The bullet.
I guess that's really letting everybody know I'm not for gun control.
Hey, that's one thing that a gun hasn't really gone a
oh,
lot.
Yes, it has.
Other than how's that? I mean, not really. I mean, it has developed over hundreds of years, but...
No, lately, there's this new scope out. I was just watching a video of it where I can be standing off to the side. This is like for hunting abilities, not for just shooting people or nothing. I mean, it wouldn't do me a bit of good. I don't know, it might. But anyway, you're like, instead of aiming right towards the animal, it's got this new technology in the thing. Like, it will, like, you can hold the gun out to the side of it. But as long in your sights you see the animal you're after, it will. It looks like it's shooting sideways to me, but it you're just going by what you see in your. I mean, it can be aimed.
Can you shoot it sideways?
Well, actually, what it is the technology moves your gun to where it will go in that direction, whether you have it
positioned
or not.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so they have done some technology with it's to do with the scope, not with the gun itself.
Yeah.
As far as the gun, the only thing that I've seen that I thought was really cool is like the AK-47 or, you know, those machine guns. I did get to shoot one.
Yeah,
oh,
but
man,
they've seen
that
a lot
so
of that.
Cool.
I'm, you know, it's gotten into the wrong hands, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, any kind
so
of
I'm not
technology
that,
or anything to do with that, it's going to get in the wrong hands.
Well, that's true. Because technology can be dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
In the wrong hands.
That's how a lot of identities are stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Even from your doctor's office, a lot of them are stolen.
We have a caller on the line.
We've
got several on there, but one that wants to talk. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think that number's familiar, too.
I think so, too. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
I just want to know, is there any new technology out there how to train your husband to behave and to do what you tell him to do?
We were just talking about it.
Yeah, did you not hear us?
No, there might be one. I needed a new technology to try to find my phone, and I was looking everywhere for my phone, and I had my phone sitting here listening to y'all.
We were talking about guns.
I asked my husband to find my phone. I asked him, was it on the table? And he's sitting there. He wanted to laugh, but he didn't laugh in front of my face. He went in the other room and laughed because he was wondering.
Sounds like you got him trained pretty good.
He was going trying to figure out how long it was going to take me to figure out my phone. I had it all along listening to y'all.
Yeah, we were just talking about guns. That's the only technology we know.
We know about how to train a husband. That's all we know.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, you know, you said the gun had the thing on there to see the deer and all that shoot, you know. So I didn't know if y'all had any technology that showed, you know, you brainwash your husband and say, do this.
I got you on the line, caller. I do have a question. You ever heard of any kind of technology for better sex?
Well, that's why they got the sex toys out there for that.
Is that technology?
What kind of new sex toys are out there, caller?
Oh, I have no idea about that.
She started to tell us. Couldn't you tell this? This is our sister, if anybody's wondering. Don't think we're going to harass everybody.
Her job. Okay. Good night, girl.
Good night.
Good night.
Chicken.
I think her phone just turned red, you know, like her face.
I believe you're right. But actually,
I wish you would have answered us on the sex.
I know. I was just going to say, is there really any new technology in the sex department?
I don't know. We should have looked that up.
I never thought about it.
I imagine there is. I really don't know any experts on that right now. I'm going to go find somebody.
I was going to say, what kind of expert are you going to be looking for?
You know, I really shouldn't get that in the history of my computer, because that's the other thing. You know, people a lot of times, you know, they'll erase that history in their computers or the laptops, but they can, you know, the way it is
they can
now,
go
they
in
can
on the hard drive, yeah.
I think that's
they
so cool
find
that
it
they
out.
Can, because I love those detective stories and that
I know
ID
we really get
work.
Into that. And now that's where technology uh-huh. comes in handy, because they use a lot of technology to find out who killers and kidnappers are now, and they do it through computers.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And they, they can take just the smallest little speck of skin or blood anymore and get the DNA, you know, and figure out who did it.
Yeah. So if you're planning on doing away with somebody, it's a whole lot tougher than it used to be.
Hey, even if you did it a long time ago, they can still come after your blood.
Yeah, and if you're walking around thinking you're safe and everything's going to go fine, hey, don't be surprised if you hear one day, it's the police. We know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool that they can do that.
When they first started talking about DNA years ago, I was like, what's the big deal about DNA? And then now it's like, wow, I see now. You know, I see all the things that it, you know, does and can do.
Yeah, and they've just about got data banks for just about everybody now. Like, if you're in law enforcement, you automatically, I think, in the bigger cities have your DNA in there. And
the criminals now, they get their DNA whenever they're arrested.
Military. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how they check everything.
Do you think that as soon as a kid is born, that the DNA should be taken, like they do the fingerprint? Well, I don't think they do the kids' fingerprints either, but.
Yeah, they do now because of babies being stolen.
Do they do their fingerprints? Okay.
Yeah,
I think they do. But do you think they should?
Yeah, I really do. And that way, if your kid comes up missing, they can use that, I think, to help find them.
I think they should. Because not only that, but just
what
think
if that
about
kid
it.
Grew up to be a criminal? Then you automatically know who this is. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
Well,
and then, I mean, that could help solve so many crimes in the future. And like you said, if your child came up missing, it would mm-hmm. help, you know, possibly find your child or see where they've been. So,
or as an adult, if they come up missing and they say, well, we can't prove who this is because the dental records are, I mean, they had no teeth. Maybe they already had their teeth pulled and there's no dental records. Well, hey, we got their DNA. We can check and see if they're in the database.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, is our little sister wanting to talk again? I see a little.
No, that was up from last time.
Oh, okay. I think we've embarrassed her for the night. We don't have very much time left.
Okay. So next week, what's our show going to be about, Melinda?
Sleep.
Yeah, I know we're going to sleep later, but what's our show about next week?
Sleep.
One train one. So we're going to talk about sleep, right?
Yes, I mean, wake up.
Hey, is there technology to help sleep?
Hey, seriously, they do have technology to help you sleep.
They really do.
We can talk about it next week, but, I mean, my husband has a machine that helps him sleep. I mean, a lot of people do have those machines.
So join us next week, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll get sleepy together.
We'll be sleeping together now. All right, good night.
Good night, everybody. Bye.